morning from Commissioner Dunn, who was talking about fluctuations in commodity prices. Oil certainly was a major driver in a lot of those fluctuations in commodity prices that we saw in 2008. I'll turn the session over now from the next presentation to Alejandro Placina from the International Cotton Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Gary. Good afternoon. This presentation will be about revisiting the relationship between cotton, polyester, and oil prices. And as we all know, price analysis is a very important tool for risk management. For the cotton sector in particular, analyzing not only cotton prices but also polyester prices is relevant because textile mills tend to use most of the cheapest fiber. And since polyester is derived from polymers and polymers are derived from oil, it makes sense to add oil to this analysis. Previous studies have shown mixed results regarding this, the relationship between these three variables. So the objective of this study is to identify regularities between oil, polyester, and cotton prices for price risk management purposes. The data that we use is new in the sense that we obtained polyester prices, world average polyester prices from PCI fibers in England. We used oil prices from the IMF, and we used the Cotlook A index for cotton prices. And these are monthly spot prices. The period covered goes from January 1991 to November 2008. And we obtain real prices by deflating this series with the US Consumer Price Index. The analysis, the regression analysis, is run on the natural logarithms of the real prices. The first thing that we want to look is for stationarity of this series. That is, that prices or the series that we analyze have a mean and autocovariances that do not depend on time. Based on those results, then once we obtain a stationary series, we go on and analyze co-integration of the series. That is, we try to establish whether a stable long-run relationship exists between these three series of prices. If the series of prices are co-integrated, then we run an error correction model and we can identify short-run effects and long-run effects. If they are not co-integrated, then we run a vector autoregressive model and we focus only on short-term effects. Finally, we analyze the stability of the model in order to be able to make conclusions about the impulse responses throughout this sample. In terms of stationarity, we find that prices are integrated of order one in the sense that they are non-stationary in levels but stationary in first differences. We run co-integration analysis on those first differences, and we find that with one methodology, the Engel-Granger tests, two out of the three equations show no co-integration. But when we use the Johansson tests, which are more robust when we use a system of equations, we cannot reject the hypothesis of no co-integration. So this indicates that there is no evidence of a stable long-run relationship between this set of prices. So we choose to run a vector autoregressive model, which focuses only on short-term effects. This is the basic model. The delta PC is the monthly change in real cotton prices. Delta PO in the third column is the monthly change in real oil prices. And delta PP is the monthly change in real polyester prices. What we see in square brackets are the T statistics, and three asterisks indicate that those coefficients are statistically significant at the 1% level. For the second column, the only significant variable is the lagged change in cotton prices. So we can say that cotton prices, the current change in cotton prices is only affected significantly by the change in cotton prices during the last month. The third column says that current change in oil prices only depends significantly on past changes in oil prices, while the last column indicates that current changes in polyester prices are positively related to past changes in polyester prices and past changes in oil prices. And last thing to notice about this table is that that A coefficient, which is the constant at the origin in each regression, and for cotton and polyester, that constant is negative, indicating that the real prices trended downwards over this sample period. And that constant is positive for oil prices, so real oil prices trended upwards during this period. We ran a bunch of tests on causality, and we could not reject the hypothesis that cotton prices do not Granger cause oil and polyester prices. We could not reject the hypothesis that polyester prices do not Granger cause cotton and oil prices, but we could reject the hypothesis that oil prices do not Granger cause cotton and polyester prices. So from this last hypothesis, test of hypothesis, we know that oil prices do have an effect on textile fiber prices. Finally, we tested whether the coefficients of cotton and polyester prices in the oil price equation jointly equal zero, and we could not reject that hypothesis. Adding these results, we can say that oil prices are block exogenous, and we can eliminate the equation for oil prices from our model. But the fact that we don't find co-integration between the three series of prices, that's not rule out the possibility of two of them being co-integrated. So we ran pairwise co-integration tests, and we could not find any co-integration between any pair of variables, not even between cotton and polyester. This means that we could not find any stable long-run relationship between pairs of prices. So again, with all this information, we reduced our model to a two-equation model, price of cotton and price of polyester, and we included the price of oil as another explanatory variable, an exogenous variable. We find in the second column that the price of cotton depends only on the past changes in cotton prices, and thus the other variables are not statistically significant, and that changes in polyester prices do depend on past changes in polyester prices and also on past changes in oil prices in the previous month and two months before. Again, the constant at the origin are negative for both equations, so this declining trend in real prices is also captured in this model. Two other tests. We cannot reject the hypothesis that oil prices do not influence cotton prices, and we cannot reject the hypothesis that oil and polyester prices do not influence cotton prices. So basically, cotton prices only depend on past realization of cotton prices. And these results are stable throughout our sample. We conducted different sets of tests, but the main message is that the short price relationships are stable. With this model, we can calculate impulse responses. So how does a shock to any price affect other prices or the same price? And we find that a permanent 10% increase in the price of oil results in a final 3.1% increase in polyester prices, and the adjustment takes place over a 6-month period, with the first month capturing 45% of the total adjustment. So shocks to oil prices are propagated to polyester prices, but the proportion of the total shock is really small. The final effect is small. Then we analyze what happens if polyester prices unexpectedly jump by 10% in any given month, and we find that the final increase in polyester prices is about 14.5%, and that adjustment occurs over a four-month period, with the first month capturing 75% of the adjustment. So again, shocks in polyester prices are rapidly propagated to the polyester price in the incoming months, and these shocks are self-perpetuating into the future. A similar thing is found in when we analyze shocks to cotton prices. A 10% increase in cotton prices unexpectedly, that's why it's shock, results in a 19% final increase in cotton prices, with an adjustment period of 7 months, with the first month capturing 50% of the adjustment. Again, unexpected changes in cotton prices have a tendency to be self-perpetuating and affect prices, cotton prices, over several months into the future. And this is relevant in the face of the events that we saw last year and we might see this year in the futures market. Futures market jumped because, well, with no real relationship to fundamentals, we saw futures prices increase rapidly, and that propagated to the spot market, and that increase in spot markets had an effect over several months after the shock. So the take-home messages for this presentation could be summarized as follow. We found no stable long-run relationship between cotton, polyester, and oil prices, or between cotton and polyester prices for that matter. A shock to oil prices generate effects in oil and polyester prices in the months after that shock. A shock to polyester prices also propagates to polyester prices into the future, and the shock to cotton prices affects cotton prices in the future too. And from all these analyses, we can conclude that price shocks are also rapidly propagated in the three markets. Thank you.